Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, it's not Will Smith, I Like Girls, but it captures the moment. Well, in the air tonight, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We are live at the Amerant Bank Arena. There is a Funky Buddha right underneath us.
Yes.
Across from Pantherland. If you don't have tickets for tonight here in Sunrise, you can go watch the game at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And this Saturday, by the way, is their 12th birthday celebration.
That's cool.
At the Tap Room in Oakland Park. It's going to be an all-day anniversary bash at Funky Buddha Brewery. It starts at noon. More than 50 beers on draft. Do you say on draft or on tap?
I say on tap.
I love on draft. It
but just
sounds
say draft beers. Like on the draft at the end sounds crazy.
On draft.
No. They have 50 draft beers.
50 beers on draft.
You're saying it the wrong way as I say what you say.
Well, no. I'm saying what they wrote. No. They're the brewery.
50
They're
draft
the moguls
beers.
In making beer.
I'm a mogul
I'm literally
in
reading word for word. 50 beers on draft. And on draft is absolutely an acceptable term.
It
is interchangeable with on tap. I was just curious which one you said.
You sound like somebody that drink Aperol spritzes.
You're no longer invited to the Funky Buddha birthday party.
How about that? Anyway.
You can't
you
go.
Stop me?
Yeah. You
when?
Can't go.
How?
I will meet you there.
You and what army?
Yeah. Well, you try me.
He's not wrong, by the way. It can't be on draft.
They wrote it.
They're wrong.
They're a millionaire brewing company.
Mm-hmm. And they're wrong.
Multi-million dollar conglomeration.
They'll have a list of draft beers. Great. But there's nothing on draft.
Sure there is.
Type of beer.
No.
Draft beer is not in a bottle. It's
no, that's
draft
incorrect.
Beer.
No, incorrect.
Tap is what the tap is.
That correct. The actual thing
right.
is
yeah.
called the tap.
The
but
beer's
that
on
beer,
it.
If it's not in a bottle or a can, is on draft.
It's not on a draft.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's a draft beer.
No, it's on draft.
Listen, if they wrote that, I'll tell Ryan, KC, everybody, Chef Jeff, everybody over there. Sounds crazy.
You sound crazy.
Because in order for it to be on something, it has to be physically supported or physically on something. On tap. The beer's on the tap. It's coming from the tap.
Man, I
that's just, your ally. It's not.
I hate when we jump on the same side.
I'm the.
What
tap.
Are you talking about? Physical to the touch of the
of
inception.
Course. Something is on something.
It's just.
It's on.
Really?
On tap.
So if I'm on board with the Panthers right now,
turn the TV.
I'm
on
a physical board.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't take my back anymore.
Anyway,
I got you.
12th birthday party at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park this Saturday starting at noon. And they're going to have hors d'oeuvres on platters.
That sounds okay.
KC just texted, Crowder is correct.
Thank you, KC.
Well, KC, you wrote this thing.
Did it feel good coming out, though?
On draft?
Did that just...
I think that sounds cool. Mm. I'm going to get me a beer on draft.
That sounds ridiculous.
No, it doesn't.
On draft.
I'm going to go downstairs after 6 o'clock to that Funky Buddha little tap room here at the Amerant Bank Arena and ask, hey, what do you have on draft?
And they're going to smile, and they're going to say, the old guy doesn't know about beer, and they're going to give you Aperol Spritz.
Oh, do they have Aperol Spritz anywhere here?
Oh, for sure.
Where, though?
somewhere. I mean, everybody should go to Funky Buddha, the tap room.
Right. But just somewhere?
Sure. They sell
okay,
cocktails.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll check
you
really, out.
You narrowed that one down.
What do you mean?
They sell, there's a whole bar back there. Like, they sell cocktails. How much you want to bet? How much
you
want to bet?
Drunk?
They sell Aperol Spritz right there.
Are you drunk?
How much you want to bet?
No, they have bottles. They have pre-made Aperol Spritz bottles
but,
at that bar.
Hawk, stand
oh,
up.
Oh, this one. I thought you meant the little thing
behind
it. I
can see
it.
The Aperol from here.
Yeah.
They have Aperol Spritz.
Hey, go check it out. Get closer.
He stood up. He got all aggressive.
Yeah.
No, because now you guys are just being, ridiculous. Now you're just being ridiculous.
Jimmy, call the arena and see if they have it.
I was literally planning on going this entire segment without ever bringing you on, and you just jammed in. Josh Appel is with us.
I was going to wait.
I thought it would have been funny if we just did an entire segment. I never acknowledged you here. Josh Appel is with us here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. He hosted mornings today. On 560, he was filled in for Joe Rose.
Yes.
And with Dan Day, and they did a nice little 4 hours of radio, and now he's here and getting ready for a little hockey action. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Congratulations, Josh, and your wife, Mara, announced yesterday publicly on social media they are expecting a baby.
Thank you very much.
When is the baby due?
Late December.
Very exciting.
Late December, baby.
Right before the holiday. What day does Christmas Eve come up again this year?
This year? I don't know. Do you know what year, what date Christmas Eve is this year?
Might be the 24th.
Sometimes I think it lops into January.
Before.
Yeah.
It's sometime before
well,
that.
Well, mazel mazel. We're
Thank
all
you.
Happy for you.
Appreciate it.
Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models on draft, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I threw my name in the hat. Channing Appel.
Oh,
it's definitely in the top three. We are considering.
KC says, stick around for the game. I will buy you an Aperol Spritz.
It's ridiculous. I'm going to go down there to Funky Buddha, though. I get my own damn gloves off. Appreciate it, KC.
Channing Appel.
That's a beautiful name.
Channing is a strong name.
Mm. Channing.
Yeah.
Where's he at? You get scared.
Good Jewish name.
See, I don't even think about that. I'm just open.
Right.
Yeah. Wide open.
I'm looking into this movie career.
So there is some local news. UF and the University of Miami, their basketball team, so the defending champions – and the Hurricanes are finalizing an agreement to play a neutral site game.
They won like 4 games last year.
The Florida Gators won a title, guys.
Hurricanes won 4 games last
year. No, but look at that. Steve Goldstein is walking up here. Goldie.
That is a Stanley Cup clinching suit he's got on.
We may bounce one bald guy for another. Yeah, do a little lap, and we'll take you in 10 minutes.
I mean, on the Mount Rushmore of bald people.
Goldie than you.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Non-Panther player category.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nate Schmidt.
Sam Bennett.
And Sam Bennett, yeah. Nate Schmidt, both on that list. Yep.
I believe I tried to read a top 10 list of bald guys once, and it went very, very
Because I don't think that it had any, like, payoff or something. I remember something being amiss.
Nothing I do has a payoff.
All other bald guys on a stick.
The bald guys.
UF and UM will play a neutral site game this season in Jacksonville.
Basketball?
Basketball.
In Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
I didn't know they do neutral site college basketball games.
You could see Matt Mervis courtside at that game.
Oh, I mean, if we wrap it into a Mervis weekend, holy mackerel.
Better make something of it.
So tonight, the Cup is in the building, of course, Lord Stanley. And we're going to get Luongo on the drum tonight, officially.
All right.
Stuart Skinner. will start game six for Edmonton. Maybe Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce will be in the building. Maybe.
Patrick Mahomes.
Excuse me. Taylor Swift. And Travis Kelce.
I mean, that would be cool.
It would be cool. But what is going on with you?
What's crazy is I'm reading it.
What's in your water bottle? They gave me
you guys got me rattled with the draft and the draft.
We're expecting Andy Reid to bang the drum tonight. Harrison Butker, inexplicably the suite attendant.
Are the only Chiefs you can name?
Pretty much, yeah. I think so.
Later today, you have some more FIFA Club World Cup action, but River Plate, I told you guys, I'd bet my life that they would win this game today, and they did. They won 3-1. Monterrey plays Inter, not Inter Miami, but Inter Milan at 9 p.m. later tonight.
All right.
Los Madelines, they're in action at 6:10. They're doing everybody a favor and playing earlier. So that'll be a 6:10.
There were a lot of people. They were so torn tonight. Yeah. Do I watch the Marlins game or do I watch Stanley Cup Final Game 6 potential closeout? And, man, you go, well, I don't know. Eric Wagemann is playing so good.
Yes.
I don't know what to watch.
Well, listen, you've got noted Panthers lifer Jesus Luzardo starting for the Phillies.
Yeah.
So you'll know he'll want to pitch a little bit quicker, get that over with.
Yeah, yeah. Clayton McCullough named to the All-Star managerial staff today.
Who did the Marlins just cut that you told me about?
Who did the Marlins just cut? Oh, Woo Suk Go from the Luis Arraez trade.
Mm.
This was our conversation during the break.
How'd that go for you?
I don't know what's going on.
We'll always remember the Woo Suk Go era.
People will be yelling Lou at the Amerant Bank Arena tonight and at Lone Depot Park for the return of Jesus Luzardo.
Wow, yeah.
Cal Quantrill on the mound for the Marlins.
Had an immaculate inning this season.
Just one?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to throw an immaculate inning.
They're rare. It's 9 pitches, 9 strikes.
It's almost. We did the math. It's more rare. I'm not trolling. Than a no hitter. Yeah. Not a perfect game, but definitely a no hitter.
Immaculate inning.
Immaculate inning.
Thank you. I learned something.
Look at that.
You're welcome.
Got a wrinkle in my brain.
How about that?
All right, guys. And then Tyrese Halliburton is going to have an MRI at some point today. They're fearing a strained right calf, and they want to determine the severity of the strain. So we're kind of awaiting the results of that to find out if he's even going to play game six of the NBA Finals.
The great ones tell their body.
Not now, Bob.
Not now. Not today.
His body told him not last night because I had the over, Josh.
Your parlay told you not tonight.
Tonight. Goodness gracious.
That sucks, though, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel for him because, bro, 2-2, you go on the road. They made it a game in the fourth quarter, and he
would this series have been any different if who's the guy? Hyman?
Yeah, Zach Hyman?
Was playing for Edmonton?
I think it would be different. I think he brings an element to the Oilers that, like, they have in Corey Perry, but outside of that, not really. Just someone who's going to get some greasy goals out in front of the opposite goaltender. Panthers are so good at clearing the crease. He's someone that finds his way in there. I think they're really missing him.
I like when teams are full strength when you get to a championship series.
It was fun. I heard Paul Maurice talking today, and he said, like, coming into the playoffs, he said, we came in healthy and locked in. He was like, that was the main thing, because that's what happened 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Remember, they were being held together with tape.
that game five they lost in Vegas to lose the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Oh, that lineup.
It was like a hospital ward.
Half the team was AHL guys.
Yeah.
But isn't like that with every sport? If you stay healthy. Hell, with the Dolphins.
Zach Thomas said it on the show with us last week. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. You have a chance.
Well, Tkachuk said the other day, I think at one of the – just like the media sessions, he's like, I was 50% going to play to start the Stanley Cup playoff.
Yeah,
He didn't know. He wasn't 100% sure that he was going to play. It was 50-50.
And he hasn't looked 100% at all in this postseason. And then I was looking it up this morning. and he's tied for the team lead in points in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been very quiet.
He's a point per game, and it's the quietest team lead. Yeah. Like, Sam Bennett, that makes sense. And he's scoring every game, it feels like. Matthew Tkachuk leads the team in power play goals, tied for the lead in power play points, tied for the team lead in points. And it feels like he hasn't been close to 100% or looked like himself really at all.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7. It is 88 degrees in sunny sunrise right now. Tonight the lows will be in the low 80s. That is your weather.
All right, Josh Appel, thank you. Hopefully Goldie will hop on with us for the final segment tonight from the Amerant Bank Arena. We've got, you're going to talk about Delaware Chicken Farm.
Hey, man, that was nonverbal communication.
I couldn't give you nonverbal back because I was in the middle of talking.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is the hamburger and the hot dog, are they friends or are they competition?
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and we are getting closer and closer to puck dropping about 8 o'clock, a little bit after tonight. Steve Goldstein is sitting down with us. Before we get to him, I want to tell you about my good friends and the amazing award-winning team at Doral Kia. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride, and with over 500 new Kias in their inventory, all you have to do is pick the color you want. Nobody sells for less. We bought my son a K4 down at Doral Kia. Mitchell, the king of Kias, took very good care of us. He will take very good care of you as well. Why pay more? Save money and pay less. The great deals are at Doral Kia.
I want to know the rules with that Kia for your son. What kind of rules do you have in place?
I haven't had a rule for him.
Oh, it's
what do you mean?
Goldie?
Like he could go on the Palmetto at 2 in the morning? Like, what do you mean?
I mean, he has it up in Tampa. I have no say.
Yeah,
where.
But
I have no say where he goes. Like, half the time I look at find my iPhone, I'm like, what the hell is he doing over there?
Parental control.
Kids the reason 11, he could walk out of his room at midnight and say, I want some McDonald's.
The reason he got the K4 is because he wrecked his Forte.
No, the reason is because you got a good deal. Let's be honest.
No, I wish I didn't have to.
You know,
Steve Goldstein, Goldie, is with us. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. We got a little Game 6 action tonight. I was watching him put some stuff together for Scripps Sports with Katie Engelson up here, and we got some action. So does it happen tonight? This is the conversation, the prevailing conversation we've had all afternoon. Does this series deserve a 7th game? Will there be a 7th game?
I don't believe there will be. I had cats in 6 before it. So I'm going to stick with that. I think, we've seen them in some of these situations for whatever reason. The foot comes off the gas a little. The other team is desperate. It's, oh, you had a chance. You didn't finish it off. Being there this morning, I don't think that's going to happen tonight. Plus, you know, you've got a number of guys, you know, playing pretty big roles like Jones and Marchand who were not here last year.
Yeah.
So, I think they finish it up. They're the better team. We've talked about this. They're the much better team in goal. So I think they finish it up tonight, and it would be the first time since the 87-88 Oilers, ironically enough, that a team wins back-to-back cups on home ice. You don't win back-to-back anyway, but to do them both at home. And by the way, if they get it done, the Panthers are the third team ever to do it without any home ice advantage. All four rounds, not the home team. The 95 Devils, and in 2012, the Kings did that.
Wow.
What is Knobloch preaching? Because they're supposed to be great at power play. They're getting their butt whooped in power play, killing power, kill everything. The Panthers are just playing better than them. What is he telling them tonight? They don't want to get physical because they get physical. Panthers are more physical than them. Like what?
They tried that.
They tried it and got their ass whooped on and off the ice.
They're like, still embarrassed over what happened.
What is he telling his team to do?
You know, they rely on the big guys. I'm expecting McDavid and Draisaitl to play a lot together tonight, especially if the Panthers score first. Crowder, amazingly, they've been outscored 3-1 in the series when they're on the ice together, which is remarkable. I feel like he's made a lot of changes. where I don't think I would have made as many changes as he's did. They swapping up the D. To me, it was a mistake benching Stuart Skinner. He's the better goalie. You play your better player. If you lose with the girl you brought, then you lose with the girl you brought. So, you know, they've got a history here, though, the last couple of years when their back's to the wall, as we found out last year in the Cup, able to come through. So I'm sure he's preaching the same stuff. Be smart, because they've taken some penalties early in games. It puts them behind. They've got to get off to a better start. Panthers are outscoring them 11-4 in the first periods in the series. It's amazing they've won two games, actually, if you think about it that way. Panthers have led in every game and have had multi-goal leads in four of the five games, and Edmonton somehow has found a way to win a couple. But they know they don't want to fall behind in this game tonight, so I'm sure that's what he's preaching to them. He's a young coach. The bottom line is I'm not sure it matters that much who's behind their bench. Those two big guys, they're going to have the games of their life because they don't have the depth. You know, they're not going to get, you know, big efforts from their third line of Adam Henrique and, you know, and Trent Frederick. I mean, highly unlikely that's going to happen, unlike the Panthers.
Okay, so how do the Panthers?
How's that Marchand trade working out, Solana?
Yeah, not too good.
I mean, I love you, but you know, I had no chance. I had no choice.
Yeah.
and plus, it gets him to laugh. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. Might not be the worst take I had this entire run either, because I did call for Bobrovsky to get benched after the first two games of Toronto.
Well, you questioned. You didn't call for it in your defense.
Right, yeah,
you know, you brought it up.
Thank you.
Brought it up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just asking the question.
And we all love Vitek Vanacek, so you know.
What does this game look like, though, from the Panthers' perspective? Okay, they've been better. I'm with you, by the way. Like, they've been better. The amount of time they've led compared to the Oilers, everything has gone the Panthers' way outside of blowing a two-goal lead in game one and then blowing the 3-0 lead in game four. Mm-hmm. 2-1 was the score in game seven last year. It was so hard for anybody to penetrate, get near the crease. It was just a different style almost where they had to grind out the win. Do you expect it to look more like that tonight, or do you expect it to look how it's looked through the first five games, which has been at minimum seven goals between the two teams?
It's been amazing. The Panther offense the whole playoffs is ridiculous. They have like 90 goals. I mean, it's the most in like three decades. So I keep waiting for a game, Solana, like you say.
Yeah.
I thought every game, I'm like, okay, this is the normal game. 3-2, it's tight, and we don't get it. So I would think tonight would be that, but based on the history and what we saw against Carolina and what we saw against Toronto from this team, it may not be. I mean, if they can get to the net and they can get in Skinner's head and get in his kitchen a little bit, who knows if they score four or five again. But I'll stick with it and go with yes, because it's all on the line. And I'm guessing in a full final series, you have to have one
regular
game like that. So I'll say yes with the caveat of it wouldn't surprise me if it's not.
Who's the leader in the clubhouse for Conn Smythe?
I think it's Sam Bennett. I really don't think it's close. Now, if Marchand wins the cup in overtime or gets a hat trick tonight, but I will tell you this, and again, maybe it's a little sentiment over the last 3 years. It's hard to say with Bennett doing what he's doing, but I would probably vote for Sergei Bobrovsky. Now, maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's cumulative for me. He allows these guys to play the game a certain way because they know he's back there. Yeah. If they're clearing that slot and it's one and done, he's making every save. Let's go back. Tonight's game number 23. Can anybody add up or think off the top of your head how many goals have been scored the last 2 months where you're like, oh, my God, he should have had that? Two?
Well, Solana's got about
three?
A dozen, but he was calling for him to be.
But he didn't see the screen in front at first glance. So you know what I'm saying? It's like maybe a handful. So sentimentally, he's got a 9-12 in the playoffs. Against Panthers playing great defense. So you're going up against Point and Kucherov and Matthews and Marner and Nylander and Aho and McDavid and Draisaitl, and they're keeping him at bay. I know it's not all the goaltender, but at those key times, let's not forget, they blow him out in game five, 40 seconds in. Connor Brown's got a breakaway. That goes in the net, the whole thing changes. But Sam Bennett's going to win the thing.
Hands down, best roster in the NHL by far now that we've seen in totality.
It really is, Crowder. And the amazing thing is all year we went through this exercise of 82 regular season games and then, what, another 18 to get here. They're the best two teams, hands down, not even close. Like, how do we not know that all year? Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, oh, can anybody beat them? These are the two best teams.
I like when that happens,
far.
Though, because it doesn't always happen in sports where the two best teams end up playing for the championship. These are the two best teams.
It doesn't really look like it's close. I mean, think about the conference final. They blew out Dallas, and the Panthers blew out Carolina in five games. Those conference final series really weren't close. So the Panthers, Bill Zito's incredible. I know you have the star play. You know this crowd, right? So if you have the QB, the left tackle, the pass rusher in the corner, hey, we could be GM. We could fill in the rest. So I know he's got Barkov, but to go get Seth Jones for nothing, you know, relatively speaking, to go get Marchand for nothing, relatively speaking, you know, to have those two young Finns, Losterina and Lundell, hire Paul Maurice, who's developed them so well. You know, when Maurice got the job, he told me, one of my jobs here is developing those two guys. He said that when he got the job. Yeah, okay, whatever, it's coach speak. Look at how far those guys have come. They have never lost a playoff series when Etu Losterinen plays. He missed the cup final against Vegas. Every other one he was in, they win. So he's done a great job with the roster. The fourth line didn't even start the playoffs. They were the fifth line. So I do think they are the best team in the league, and they're the deepest team in the league.
Goldie, the most important thing tonight, which is the better golf movie, ooh, Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore?
Well, are you going to put my first answer on the on Instagram?
It's already on my Instagram. I interviewed Goldie and Katie about this just moments ago for my Instagram. I really just gave them my opinions and let them react.
Yeah,
right.
Which one is the better golf movie?
Well, I heard the Doug Plagan's criticism when he picked
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. So because Caddyshack is the original,
right,
and there are so many great lines, and Ted Knight is amazing.
It's easy to grin.
Oh, goodness.
When your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But a man worthwhile is a man who can smile.
It's great.
When his pants are too tight in the seat. Spalding. Yeah, thank you, Trey.
No gambling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with that. Yeah.
Caddyshack.
I mean, got, both great movies.
You got it right this time.
I got it right.
You got it right this time.
Still like the New York pizza better than Chicago.
Well, that's ridiculous. Steve Goldstein, tonight, Scripps Sports, 7:30.
We will be on the air, hopefully, for the final time with the pregame. And I told all my cohorts today, guess what? It's 12 weeks until the preseason starts.
How about that?
Wild.
Channel 39 tonight in Dade and Broward. South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. And if they don't end it tonight, we'll be able to watch them Friday night at 7.
So, you know, they say the two best words in sports is Game 7.
Yeah.
The three worst words in sports is back to Edmonton. Finish this thing. Finish it.
Tonight.
Now.
You can listen to it right here on 560 WQAM. Thank you, Goldie. Have a good pregame show. 7:30 Scripps Sports with Goldie. As we wrap it up here, before we do, Cheetah Pompano, what a great spot to watch a game or a fight. You got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. You can watch all the finals action, basketball and hockey, at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, they're going to have at Cheetah Pompano a seductive geisha VIP party. That's how you celebrate a cup, with the seductive geisha VIP party. Open bar 6 till 7, again 10 till 11. Japanese buffet 6 till 8, and gold VIP card giveaways as well. Cheetah Palm Beach tomorrow is having a sexy French maid day. I'm actually going to be headed there. Sexy French maid day, Cheetah Palm Beach tomorrow. Moet Imperial bottle specials, complimentary carving station 6 till 7, and a platinum VIP card giveaway that night. You know Cheetah Pompano, they've got an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 o'clock every day, and every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Thank you, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer. Thank you, Jimmy, back in the studio in Miami, holding things down. We appreciate it. And thank you to Cunio and Giselle and Josh Appel and Doug Plagans and Steve Goldstein, who joined us today, help you get ready for Game 6, which you will hear on this radio station tonight. Thank you to everybody here, too, with the Florida Panthers, the Amerant Bank Arena, And hopefully you're on your way. If you've got tickets, maybe we'll see you down at Funky Buddha. And if you don't have tickets, you head out to Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park.
Yes,
and watch the game there tonight. That's always a party. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Panthers. Go Marlins. What the hell?
Hey.
Go Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, too. They're in action tonight. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
They don't want to see this one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.